This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The White House says the decision by the Israeli cabinet to accept the U.S.-backed Middle East roadmap is an important step forward, and it paves the way for a meeting next month in Egypt involving President Bush, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Sharon and Abbas also are expected to meet again in the next few days. But NPR's Linda Gradstein reports many Israelis and Palestinians remain cautious over prospects for peace.
Israel is already enjoying the diplomatic benefits of the roadmap. Foreign Minister Silvan Shalom today flew to Crete for a European Union conference. There, according to Israel Radio, he will meet the foreign ministers of Egypt and Jordan, who would until yesterday likely have refused such a meeting. Economically, there are also benefits. The Tel Aviv Stock Exchange surged 7% yesterday, and the shekel strengthened against the dollar. In an interview with the Yedioth Ahronot newspaper published yesterday, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon made his most conciliatory statement for peace, saying that, quote, "the moment has come to divide this piece of land between us and the Palestinians." Sharon said he will push the roadmap forward despite his own doubts. "This is not a happy decision, and we will have to make painful concessions," Sharon said. "If the process goes forward, and I will do everything I can for that to happen, we will make these concessions." Sharon repeated, however, that Israel will not do anything to endanger its security. After the cabinet decision, the next step is implementation of the first phase of the roadmap. That calls on Palestinians to crack down on militant groups like Hamas and on Israel to freeze all building in Jewish settlements and dismantle dozens of unauthorized settlement outposts. Israeli Foreign Minister Shalom says it's now up to the Palestinians.
"Let's get started. The Palestinians will make what they are expected to make. It means to put an end to terrorism, to stop the violence, to stop the incitement, to implement reforms within the Palestinian Authority, while we make everything we can to ease the life of the Palestinians, to make gestures, and to let them to control their lives."
The Israeli approval of the roadmap came with conditions, 14 reservations that Israel presented to the U.S. The cabinet voted yes to the roadmap only after the Bush administration promised to address Israel's concerns, most of them on the issue of security. The Israeli cabinet also passed a second resolution yesterday that Israel will not permit Palestinian refugees to return to their homes that they lost when Israel was created in 1948. That contradicts the roadmap, which says the refugee question will be discussed in the last and final phase. Abdul Bari Atwan, the editor of the London-based newspaper Al-Quds Al-Arabi, says the Israeli conditions make the approval of the roadmap meaningless.
"Actually, when I heard that the Israeli had their own reservations about these maps, and when the Americans say they understand these reservations, I realized the roadmap wouldn't fly at all, wouldn't take off at all. It will be grounded and it will be finished. So I don't think it will lead to any peace unless the Israeli accept it as it is, without any conditions, without any strings."
Palestinians say they're waiting to see whether their lives get any easier. The West Bank and Gaza Strip remain sealed off, meaning no Palestinians can enter Israel. Palestinians also want Israel to dismantle the dozens of checkpoints that make travel within the West Bank and Gaza almost impossible. And they want to see settlement building stop. Israelis, for their part, want to see an end to Palestinian attacks. They want to feel safe getting on a bus or going to a cafe. A new poll in an Israeli newspaper found 56% of Israelis support the roadmap, up from less than a third just a week ago. At the same time, half of Israelis said Palestinian terror attacks will either remain the same or increase. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.